This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Broomfield-based Ball Corporation says it's selling off its Russian beverage canning business. The company said it would seek a buyer after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Russian company buying Ball's assets will pay more than $500 million. Last year, Ball said Russia accounted for about 4% of its total sales. El Paso County has awarded more than $20 million in grants to fund water and wastewater projects throughout the Pikes Peak region. As KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, the money comes from the American Rescue Plan.
The work will impact more than 53,000 households from Palmer Lake to Fountain to Rayma. County Commissioner Lojinos Gonzalez Jr. says projects dealing with contamination like PFAS were top of mind.
That is why you do see projects here awarded in large numbers to Whitefield, to Security, to Fountain and Stratmore Hills, and Vanatucci Farms as well.
Gonzalez says rural areas were a priority, along with water recycling. That includes a new reservoir and treatment plant in Fountain that hopes to pull water from Fountain Creek for utilities. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
City council members in a Denver suburb are scrambling to update the town's 50-year-old lewdness ordinance ahead of a screening of the 1974 cult classic The Rocky Horror Picture Show. According to the Denver Post, the Parker Arts, Culture, and Events Center says they cannot legally move forward with the show because of the movie's depiction of female nudity. Parker officials are pointing to a 2019 federal court decision that struck down a similar lewdness rule in Fort Collins. That court said the city could not ban women from going topless while allowing men to do so. Temps will remain slightly cooler today than yesterday, with a chance of those afternoon thunderstorms popping up over the mountains and foothills. In Denver, it's 73 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 77. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.